Hi, everyone. Our verses for today are from John 13, verses 34 and 35. So again, John 13, 34, 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. When you look at this verse, the first word that should stand out to us is new. Jesus says here, this is a new commandment to love one another. Now, this idea, this command to love one another, it shouldn't seem to be that new. In the Old Testament, the great commandment is to love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And like Jesus says, though, there's another commandment, is to love your neighbor as yourself. That's in Leviticus 19:18, in case you're curious. But yeah, this command doesn't seem to be that new. We have already been commanded to love one another. At least Jesus' disciples had been as well. But the reason Jesus says this is new is that he says, just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. As Jesus has loved them, as Jesus has loved us. That's what's new. Now, Jesus is telling his disciples this at the Last Supper. And some people would think, actually, that when he says, as I have loved you, he's actually pointing to out when he washes his disciples' feet just moments before this verse happens. And I think that's part of it. But this is also, again, the Last Supper. So this is right before he goes to the cross as well. And I think he's saying these words also, not just in reference to the washing his feet, but to prophetically in what was to come over the next few days, especially. He wanted his disciples to remember this after he went to the cross, after he was resurrected, and after he ascended even. The Holy Spirit would remind John and others of this new commandment that as Jesus has loved them, as in reminding them as they remember how Jesus lived on earth, as Jesus could sympathize with our every weakness, as Jesus was rejected, suffered injustice, suffered and died on the cross, all as a demonstration of love for us. As Jesus sacrificially loved us like this, so we are to love one another as well. This commandment is new because of what Jesus did. And so for us, as we know the gospel, as we know what Jesus has done for us, so then we should love one another. And what Jesus says in the second verse that we're memorizing today, verse 35, this isn't just a commandment. This isn't just a good thing to do, but this is how people will know we are followers of Jesus. He says that by this, all people will know that you are my disciples. All people will know that we follow Jesus if we have love for one another. Now, when we think about loving one another, this first starts with the body of Christ, right? This starts with fellow believers. So we should love one another within the church. Now, at quick face value, that doesn't seem to be that hard until you start to realize that it is hard. And that's one thing that we all discover at some point, that, you know, it sounds easy. It sounds great to love one another. We're all Christians here. We all follow Jesus. It must be easy to love one another, but it gets hard. In reality, it's hard to love anybody, but especially in the body of Christ, it's hard. And I think part of that is because we're supposed to, within the body, within the church, we're supposed to experience and see the worst of one another in some ways. In almost all other arenas of life, right, we can put on a show, or we at least try to be like a good and well-adjusted employee or coworker, classmate, roommate, friend, whatever. But in the church, we're told, or we're even asked to, in a sense, confess our sins, to show and expose our every weakness. And that's really good. But in the church, then, it means that we have to put up with one another's weaknesses and flaws and sins, and even sins that happen against us. That's what happens in the body of Christ. And so it's in that context we are supposed to love one another, sacrificially love one another, even though it can be hard, even though we don't always get the best out of one another. Even then, we're to love one another. And if we're able to do that, though, if we're able by the power of the love of Jesus, if we're able to love one another, this is a witness to people. This is a witness to the world. People will know that we follow Jesus if we can love one another at our worst. Now, this starts with the body of Christ, but this also, it's implied it goes outward. People will know we're followers of Jesus. How do they know that? It's by the demonstration of love we have for one another, and it's also by how we strive to love others as well. And all of this is only possible. We can only even attempt to try to love one another and to love others beyond the church because of this new commandment, right? The newness of this, and that's the love of Jesus. How Jesus has loved us, so we are to love one another. We should be so transformed by the love of Jesus that it moves us to love others. Let's pray this day that we will go back to the cross. We'll go back to the love, the demonstration of love for us. And let's pray that moves us to love one another within the church and to love others beyond. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you for this amazing and sacrificial love you have shown to us, Lord. Lord, you know our every weakness and flaw and sin. You know all the ways that we strive to live without you. And yet you pursued us with your love. You demonstrated your love for us on the cross. You have sacrificed on our behalf. And for that, we are grateful. And for that, we have experienced the greatest love ever known. And as we experience that, Lord, as we continue to experience that, may that transform us, may that change us to go beyond, to love one another, to be patient and kind to one another, even in spite of our one another's sins and flaws and weaknesses. And I pray that we can have that agape love for one another, and that we can in turn show that to the world as well, that the world can see this love is real and supernatural, and that as we strive to love others, strive to love the people in the world, we will, that they will experience this love as well from us. Help us, God. We can't do this on our own. We need you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for your love. Transform us, Lord. In your name we pray.